Welcome to the Language and Literacy Collective podcast, where we share tips and strategies to support language development and encourage a love of literacy in all children. This podcast is hosted by two sisters who share a passion for all things language and literacy. I'm Liz, a speech therapist and behavior analyst.
And I'm Stephanie, a literacy specialist and former classroom teacher. Our goal is to make literacy inclusive and accessible to all by equipping parents and teachers with the tools necessary to best support their kiddos. Now let's get started with today's episode.
All right, we are so excited today to talk to Delia all about the book that she is working on and publishing soon. I think we're going to get all the details about when that's coming out, but we want to jump right in with questions. So Delia, can you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so hi everyone. I'm a former elementary ESL teacher, but I'm now doing ESL in high school and also admissions in San Diego, California. So I'm still fairly new to California. I'm still getting to explore and see California, but most of my life I actually lived back in Alabama.
Oh, wow. Now, when did you say you moved to California? How long ago was that?
So it was back in 2018. So
oh, okay.
In the middle of a school year.
Wow, so you were living in Alabama all up in like for your whole life until you moved to California?
Yeah, since the age of 6, and then I moved when I was 26. So yeah, about 20 years back in Alabama.
Oh my goodness.
What prompted the move to California?
Okay, yeah. So at the moment, I was actually engaged to my husband, and he actually had a job promotion, and he had to switch. And so I was like, I'm all for it. Like, I want to go see California and explore it. So San Diego is kind of where we ended up.
Awesome. Okay, we already interrupted you a lot. So go ahead. What else did you have to say about you?
So that's the main thing of what I do for work. And then, you know, just on the side, I've always enjoyed reading and writing. And, you know, I do have two dogs. So just in my free time, I enjoy spending my time with my two pugs.
Oh, Delia has a dog Instagram too.
Ooh. That's true.
We'll have to add that in the notes section. So I'm like obsessed with picture books. Everybody knows that. And I am so, so excited to read your picture book. We would love for you to share what inspired you to write a book. And like, have you always been a writer or like always thought that you'd write a book? I guess give us a little bit of the history of how this book came to be.
I've always been interested in writing. Ever since I was young, I've always kept a diary and journals and a couple of poetry notebooks. And so even through like college, a way just to de-stress has always been just to go outside and just write. And so another thing that motivated me to continue to write was just having those teachers that, you know, had a love for reading and writing. And that kind of motivated and inspired me as well.
The book that you're publishing right now, was this kind of like your first go at a picture book? I know you said you mentioned like poetry and journal writing. So I guess, yeah, is this like the first time you're like trying a picture book?
Yeah, so it is actually my first time venturing out and actually composing and writing a manuscript to actually publish something, you know, this far out as a children's book. Because I had a couple of like short little stories that I write and here and there, but nothing serious. But one of the biggest goals I've had for a long time is to become a published author. And there was a couple of submissions and things that I've sent in, granted just last year. So a lot of those are still pending, but it was so important for me just to like, hey, what if I don't hear back or anything like that? Let me just go ahead and do the self-published route. So yes, this will be my first book actually writing everything out and then just going the whole indie author way of self-publishing.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about your book that's coming out and the inspiration behind the book?
Yeah, so the inspiration kind of came from a conversation that I was having with my husband. So down the line, when we get ready to plan to have children, it's so important for us to share both of our cultures with our future children. And both of our cultures, we have a Mexican side and a Puerto Rican side. So it's important that my future children get both sides of us. So I actually found a lot of books with topics from Mexico, but I wasn't finding a lot of topics on books from Puerto Rico. I found a little bit, but not compared to the other books that I have from Mexico. So an important topic for me was just, if I can't find it, why not write it? So I actually developed the manuscript, and I connected with a musician who is actually part of a band in Virginia who plays the musical genre that you get to, you know, see and read about in the book. And so that's kind of how the idea came about, and the inspiration came about is just more towards teaching my future children on like the importance of valuing both sides of our cultures. And then just transitioning into developing and writing the book. So the title of my book is called Roqui's Pandero Beat, and it's a multicultural story touching on the Afro-Puerto Rican musical genre of bomba y plena. So in the story, the main character is named Roqui. And so Roqui is a coqui frog. So a coqui frog is actually a tiny frog native to Puerto Rico. And so I just chose the word Roqui since it rhymes with coqui. But the storyline, basically, of the story is that Roqui just dreams of performing and playing plena music with the pandero hand drum. So the word pandero in the title is actually a native instrument used to play that genre, plena. So as the story evolves, Roqui ends up migrating to the United States. He ends up going to New York, but he still holds on to this dream of playing the pandero drum, but he's afraid that his small size is going to hinder his dream. So throughout the story, he meets new kids, he meets new friends, and he holds on to that dream of performing. And then you'll actually get to see at the end if he achieves that dream, if he doesn't, because somewhere in the storyline, he does meet other friends that play a similar musical genre. So he does get discouraged throughout, but throughout the whole story, he's playing a repetitive musical beat. And so it has kind of kids tapping and clapping along, since there's a specific phrase in the book kind of italicized. So each time people will see it, it's meant to be clapped or tapped as a syllable beat.
Awesome. That sounds so cool. I don't know if you mentioned this, sorry if I missed it, but what age is it targeting? Is it like you said it's a picture book?
Yes, it'll be a picture book. I would say primarily for ages 5 to 9.
Okay. Awesome. That is so cool. So I know you said you're going the self-publishing route, but can you talk a little bit about kind of the process that you went through in writing this book and then how you're going about self-publishing? I'm not sure that, I don't really know much about the self-publishing route, but I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so anytime that you have to just write a book and publishing, it's gonna take time. So I actually started the writing process back last February on just having a little brainstorm guide on what do I wanna create and what's the big idea of my book. And so a lot of that process is just researching your genre. You know, what is the average word count? What is the total pages that the book or your genre has? And just researching that first and then developing your manuscript. And then once it's finally developed, you do have to go into the editing phase and send it to the editor, revise, and it's a lot of repeat back and forth. I actually had a few beta readers that actually participated on that with me first before I actually sent it off to two different editors. And so that revision process can just go back and forth as many times as you want it to. Once you feel like, okay, everything's coming into place, you feel like everything's ready, and then you just jump into the next phase, which is really hiring your illustrator and then drafting everything with your illustrator. How do you want it to look? And then once that's done, I'm in almost the last phase, which is the formatting phase of just putting everything together, putting all the file into one piece to get it ready for the printing process. Because basically the printing process is just gonna need that one file to get the books ready to go. And then after that, it's all marketing from there.
Gotcha. So do you have like a phase that you really liked in the book process? I'm sure you liked the actual like writing of it, but you know, in terms of like the back and forth with the editing and like the publishing and also working with the illustrator, it seems cool that you have kind of, there's lots of steps involved, and I'm sure some of them were fun, some of them were probably frustrating, but do you have a favorite?
I think my favorite phase is the illustration phase. Once you kind of see your book coming to life and seeing what the words look like as a picture format, that for me is exciting, especially just planning the cover and like really letting the illustrator express their creativity as well, and kind of just getting a surprise on what is it going to look like. That's always a fun experience.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. It must have been so exciting to like get the final product too.
Definitely.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, that
Liz and I have a huge affinity for interactive books, so I cannot wait for every aspect of this book.
Thank you. I'm excited too. I feel like I've been clapping and tapping the beat to make sure it goes along with every page. So I'm excited to see how it's used, you know, in classrooms or anywhere.
We will definitely be using it. So when can we expect to order your book, and like, what are your book launch plans?
Yeah, so the book will be available for pre-order the last week of January. Right now, I have in mind that it's going to go set live on January the 26th, and it's going to go live as a pre-order using Indiegogo. So Indiegogo is actually a crowdfunding site. It's similar to Kickstarter. It's similar to GoFundMe, but more for artist-based. So it's going to go live on the Indiegogo platform. So once it goes live, I do have, you know, that pre-order special. I have a couple of bundle deals, and then it's just going to be first come, first serve. You know, I actually plan to launch it for about 30 days, and then it is going to be about 4 to 6 weeks for the printers to return the book. So hopefully everyone will have it in their hands, if not late March, then hopefully early April.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. Oh my gosh.
Reordering. Awesome. Thank you so much, Delia, for sharing about your book. It sounds absolutely fantastic. We will definitely grab a copy, and hopefully our listeners will also grab a copy. And it's been really fun getting to know you, getting to know your story, and learning about how you go about writing and publishing a book.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Stephanie. And it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Delia. And thanks everyone for listening. We are so excited for Delia and for the launch of her book, Roki's Pandetto Beat. The book launch starts Tuesday, January 26th. Visit our show notes to find out when and where you can order her book. And check out Delia on her Instagram account at aventuras.n.esl. See you next time for another interview-style podcast on dyslexia with Samantha from @PolkaDotsAndPlanning.